It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world on WABCBizRadio.com. This show is all about helping you grow your business. And we seek out C-level guests and business leaders from all industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Special thank you to last week's guest, Linda Kaplan Thaler, the chairman of Publicis. What a great interview. That is up on the archives. You can get it on the iTunes channel. The easiest way to spot it is by going to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com. Well, tonight's show, we have a very, very special show in mind. What is it? It's following its Super Bowl night, and therefore we're going to talk about the advertising that it takes on a life of its own when it comes to the Super Bowl. We know the value of advertising on the Super Bowl. Do you know how much a 30-second Pesach? I'm joined here by Pesach Trapper, the executive producer of Mind Your Business. Pesach, I'm going to put you on the spot here. How much does it cost to run a 30-second spot in the Super Bowl?
Well, I can't really say for sure because I haven't been in the market for that, but they're saying it's around $5
million. Ding, 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 ding. $5 million for a 30-second spot.
Right,
incredible.
And this
numbers.
Morning I saw an Ad Age that the estimated cost between commercials, media, creative, mm-hmm. filming is $377 million.
Can you imagine? $377 million total cost of media buy, production, the whole thing. So we have an incredible show in mind. It has nothing to do with the game itself. It's all about the advertising of the big game. And we're actually going to be speaking with three incredible stars. Who are they? Eric Springer, Chief Creative Officer of InOcean USA. He was behind Pesach. You want to
this year's extensive Hyundai.
That's correct.
Commercials.
The Hyundai commercial. And there's a couple of different ones.
Right. So there's
celebrities in it.
Yeah. So we're going to really have a fun time talking to him. And then we lined up
Mike Sheldon.
Yeah.
CEO of Deutsch.
Right. So he.
One of the most recognized ad agencies in the world.
And
he was behind?
Yeah. The Volkswagen, the Force ad. And I don't know if people out there remember, but in 2011, it was a crazy off the charts hit. It has over 60 million views on YouTube.
And it was, guys, the most watched Super Bowl ad of all time.
Yes, it was a great ad, and you know we're going to be talking to him a little later tonight about his advice.
What was he involved? What was his agency involved with?
So this year they did a totally different spin on what's out there, which is the Taco Bell commercial or campaign, and we'll talk to him a bit about that as well.
Wow, and then we're going to have Mike Brown. Mike Brown is the founder of Death Wish Coffee. Why is that significant?
So, well, yes, I don't know. You know, we've probably seen the commercial and before the game, at the game. So Death Wish was the winner of Intuit's QuickBooks campaign, which is pretty much they put up an ad for a small business. It was a 9-month campaign, and the winner got this ad, and they won. So we're going to be talking to him as a small business owner, what it's been like to produce this ad with a major agency, and what it's been like for his business getting that type of spot on the Super Bowl.
And he competed with 15,000 other small businesses.
That
means there were 15,000 small businesses that entered into this contest from Intuit.
Right.
In order to get an ad to play on the Super Bowl, Death Wish Coffee offered it. Crazy wild ad. I mean, we're on radio here, so you can just you Google it, Death Wish Coffee Super Bowl ad, it will come right up, and any of the ads that we're going to be referring to in tonight's show. But again, stay tuned, an incredible show. Eric Springer, Mike Sheldon, Mike Brown, each having a particular role in the advertising, which was displayed and in tonight's Super Bowl. In case you missed any of the past interviews from previous weeks, I just want to remind the audience, they're all available on the iTunes channel. You could easily access it by going to wabcbizradio.com, wabcbizradio.com. So it's easy to find out who the upcoming guests are going to be, either by going to Facebook. If you go to Facebook,
Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless.
And my Twitter handle is easy, Y-Saftless, Y-S-A-F-T-L-A-S. That's my Twitter handle, and we always talk about our upcoming guests. And we also put out, like this past week, we had a video of the interview with JG, Jonathan Gassman. That was an incredible video about financial planning. That's up. It's actually a shortened version. The entire interview is around 50 minutes, 55 minutes, but the video is the top 14 minutes on video. It's up. You can access it. And the easiest way to access it is by going to wabcbizradio.com. wabcbizradio.com. Just a couple of additional information about the value of advertising at the Super Bowl. Again, this, you tune to a special edition of Mind Your Business, Super Bowl night, and we're talking about the advertising plays into the Super Bowl. When the Super Bowl first started back in 67, a 30-second spot went for $40,000. If you adjust that for inflation, it's around $250,000. But a 30-second spot today, as Pesach said before, is $5 million. Mm-hmm. So you see the value. And, in fact, I can't wait. I'm going to ask that question to Mike Sheldon as it comes up about the value of a Super Bowl. I mean, he's the CEO of Deutsch. Who better to ask about the value of a Super Bowl commercial than the CEO of Deutsch, Mike Sheldon? Over the past decade, 30-second Super Bowl commercials have increased by 75% and generated a total of almost $2.2 billion in network advertising sales, according to Fortune. Any other you mentioned about the $377 million in total cost for companies to advertise at the Super Bowl, that's including the media buy and production and creative and all that. The Super Bowl has become the most watched program in American TV history. The average tonight's Super Bowl was watched by more than 160 million people. That's roughly half the population of the United States. Of course, it's watched by many abroad. But just to understand, half the population of the United States, the equivalent, has watched the Super Bowl. And in terms of the value of advertising in the Super Bowl, 44% of people remember a Super Bowl ad. That means, and I can't wait to discuss this with some of our guests, Eric Springer, Mike Sheldon, what is the allure? Is there a special significance for an ad that plays on the Super Bowl? Well, of course, the answer is yes, but we're going to discuss it with them, with these incredible guests, and then, of course, speak as well with Mike Brown, who won, out of 15,000 other companies, won the special contest by Intuit in order to have their company featured at this year's Super Bowl. Well, Pesach, I think we're ready to go to our first guest, Pesach?
Yeah, we're ready to jump in. Okay, let's see if...
So we're going to go to Eric Springer, Chief Creative Officer at InOcean USA. Some background about our guest. Again, this is the special Super Bowl edition where we're talking all about the advertising that goes into the big game. Eric leads creatives behind the 2016 Super Bowl Hyundai ads. InOcean has the most creative in this year's Super Bowl out of any agency. And in fact, Hyundai's first year as official NFL sponsor, and InOcean created these, again, there are four spots in the big game. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Eric Springer. Eric, thank you so much for being with us here tonight on Mind Your Business.
Well, thank you for that warm welcome. That was awesome. I'd love to have that as a welcome every day.
You certainly deserve it. I mean, these ads were big. I mean, and we're going to address it from a few different angles. Of course, the Kevin Hart, the Ryan Reynolds, the auto emergency brake. We're going to get to that and some of the questions that we have prepared. But first, an interesting question. This year, Hyundai went and they became an official sponsor of the big game of the Super Bowl. In your opinion, how important is that, aside from the ads, how important is it to actually be a sponsor of the big game?
You know, I think it's important if you embrace it beyond just being a sponsor. The beauty of Hyundai and the NFL is they're very like-minded. The NFL is all about family, and that if you're familiar with their campaign, that's what they're trying to promote. I mean, it's a mindset. If you're a football fan, an NFL football fan, mm-hmm. you're part of a family, whether you're a Bengals, whether you're the Patriots, whether you're the Rams or the 49ers or what have you, you're part of an extended family. And with Hyundai, very much the same way. When you buy a Hyundai, you've joined up with a family. And so that was the true marriage of the two brands and what we will show in the coming years of the like-mindedness and how much we have in common versus just throwing our name on a logo along with the NFL's shield. It's really trying to bond the two minds like that. So that's our goal and why Hyundai led with it.
Well, great point. As you know, we're located in New York, and so we have some not so happy family members, Jets and Giants fan in this neck of the woods. But hey, there's always 26.
Sorry about that. But yeah, next year.
That's right. There's always next year. But we've heard that too often. But anyway, okay. We've all seen thousands of car commercials. And most are usually focused on a specific angle, a specific feature and function. I'm going to focus on two of the ads that ran tonight, which is, of course, in First State, we talk about Car Finder, and in Ryanville, we talk about the pedestrian protection. Question, how does a creative agency approach that? Is it the company that decides it? Is the agency that decides that? Maybe you could walk us through that process.
That decides which feature to key on with each vehicle?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's very collaborative. I mean, there are a lot of features on both the cars, the Genesis with First State and the Elantra with the Chase and Ryanville. So with each car, you have a ton of options, but what is the feature that's going to resonate not only the most with the consumer, but say the most about the vehicle? So, for instance, the Elantra, I mean, it's a compact sedan, but it comes with a feature that you normally associate with a Mercedes or an Audi, a luxury brand that has this auto braking system. But you can get it on a Hyundai Elantra, which is really bigger than the feature itself. It's the premium feature for all type thinking. It's kind of bringing better technology to everyone, and that's at the core of what Hyundai does. And then when you get to the kind of the more luxurious vehicle, the Genesis, there it's you expect those type of features, like you expect a feature like the Car Finder, but how we make it really human for everyone. So that was the role of Kevin playing the obsessive father, like we all are. Any of us that have daughters know this. We want to track our daughters the most we can. No guy is ever going to be good enough for them. So this feature allows you to be that crazy father without looking like a crazy father.
I mean, that's such a wild ad. First of all, I got to ask you, I mean, was there a concern that a date's never going to borrow the car?
Well, you know, and that actor gave us such a gem when it was offered to him. He was such a nice guy in reality, but we got him to be such a cocky soul in that spot because he, it was like, thanks, Pops. He immediately just took it from the hand of Kevin Hart and ran with the bait. So, it was a great moment.
Yeah, and it's so cool because we know that in advertising, many times we know that safety and security sells. So it's very interesting you ran with that angle for Car Finder as opposed to, if God forbid a car is stolen.
Yeah, I think that usage of that feature we're all very familiar with. But when it gets to the Super Bowl, you really, it is really the Super Bowl of ads sometimes more than it is the Super Bowl of football. People, at least at the parties I've been to, and it's not just ad people, these are my neighbors, they talk during the game, but then as soon as the commercials come on, that's when the hush falls because they want to actually see the commercials. So that entertainment factor of taking something, a feature maybe that is you're familiar with, and doing it in a way that strikes you in a very human way, a very relatable way, an entertaining way, is far more important than just talking about pure safety. I think people have done that in past Super Bowls, especially last year. There was an insurance company that really kind of took a left turn with a spot that went into overboard with safety and maybe a child's death, and it was not really well loved. So you learn from others' expenses.
Great point. Again, the voice you hear is that of the Chief Creative Officer at InOcean, Eric Springer, who's with us on the line for this special edition, this special Super Bowl edition of Mind Your Business. Pesach, maybe take away the next question.
So, we just talked a little bit about, having Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart as part of your spots this year. And obviously there's this big discussion out there about the role of celebrities in advertising. So from your vantage point, and you know, how much value is there in featuring celebrities in a commercial, and especially in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think the real celebrity in the spot, without sounding too gratuitous here, has to be the product. But for Super Bowl, you add to that. So the icing on top of the icing is the entertainment factor. So it's the reason to use a celebrity if it fits the voice of the brand, but also pushes the entertainment to pay attention to this ad a little bit more. It's money well spent.
Great point. We noticed that the Ryanville ad was a 45-second spot as opposed to the standard 30 or 60. Was that just how it ran on YouTube, or is that – maybe you could walk us through that.
Well, you know, I mean, when you work with somebody like Orion and you get so many gifts, I mean, we could have done five spots from what he gave us. The outtake reel was unbelievable. He's a very gifted actor, comedian, human. But point being is, for content, for digital content, for what we thought we could crush on YouTube, a 45-second spot played well. It's going to be a 30 in Super Bowl, but sometimes giving people a little extra gifts online will make them pay more attention to that 30 when they see it once on the Super Bowl and just make them enjoy it all that much more.
A great point. Now, what's your thoughts in general about the 30-second versus the 60-second? We know that the average spot is, I mean, the data out there is roughly was $5 million a spot. When an advertiser goes for a 60, is it really, they get double the value? Do they get even more than double the value on a 60 over a 30?
You know, I wouldn't say that. I think 60, at least in my experience, can be an eternity unless you have something amazing to say, and you're saying it in a super engaging way. I don't know if there's been too many 60s on the Super Bowl of late or even in throughout the history. I think that I personally would rather do two 30s that are radically entertaining and memorable than a 60. But again, it just depends on the story you're saying.
It's a great point. That was the voice of Eric Springer, Chief Creative Officer in Ocean USA. Any final thoughts on creating? If again, you've been behind some many great ones. Any final thoughts for creating a great Super Bowl commercial?
Well, you know, remember your audience. I mean, people are eating and boozing and having a great time. So you want to mix well with that. I think it's like you're part of that party. So how do you get that party to say, oh, that was awesome, and then start sharing it, start tweeting about it, and post-Super Bowl continuing to talk about it around the water cooler, if you will, at the office? Because that is what is going to make your brand win. That is what's going to make the sales continue to rise, and that's what's going to make you famous at the end of the day.
Eric, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Absolutely. Anytime. It's a pleasure.
Excellent. Take care.
You too.
Pesach, what did you think of that interview with Eric Springer?
I thought it was great. I mean, he touched on a point that I've been thinking about for a while, and he really said it, and I actually saw an article about this morning, is that the Super Bowl has become not just, you know, and we're talking about over 100 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even so much about the game for a lot of people. A lot of people are really out there and really curious and excited about the commercials and the ads that we're running that night.
Right.
So it's so important about, like he says, being part of the party on the side of the advertisers as the side of the commercials, because that's what a lot of people are really interested in, even possibly more than the actual game.
Right. And it's so interesting. In fact, there was one study here that we've noticed on, I believe we got this from Fortune magazine, 44% of people remember Super Bowl ads that they've seen, which is a much higher number percentage than just general advertising, but still there's so much that goes into this moment. And like you said, the advertising, which is why we're doing this special show here tonight on Mind Your Business, this special advertising feature about the big game. The ads that run in the Super Bowl take on a life of its own, which is why it's so fascinating. All these ads have been running on YouTube. Well, not all, but most have been running on YouTube pre-game.
Right.
There's such a buildup.
And we're going to be talking with Mike Sheldon of Deutsch later tonight about that very point. And I think all these things combined, whether it's the people remembering the ads more, people paying more attention to it, you know, is probably what has attributed to I saw this morning a study saying that over the past decade, there's been a 76% increase in the media, you know, buys and the pricing of that, because it has that value connected to it.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. First of all, I just want to thank you for getting this incredible lineup of guests, Pesach. I mean, media executives, superstars in the advertising industry to give their perspective on ads that run in the big game.
Well, we're having a little of a different vantage point later on. Mike Brown of Death Wish Coffee, which will be really interesting. He's a small business owner that won the Intuit campaign of getting a Super Bowl ad. So he's a small 12-man operation.
Could you imagine? Because, I mean, let's say a 30-second ad. Would he have the $5 million
to run
it?
Not even close.
So he was just selected by Intuit.
Yeah, there's a competition. We'll talk about that later tonight. Yeah. But we're having from two serious ad executives, Mike Sheldon and Eric Springer. And then we're having from the vantage point of a small business owner who just landed on the Super Bowl tonight. So that's going to be really exciting.
Amazing. Well, stay tuned. We're going to take a short commercial break. And again, you're tuned to a special edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC and WABCBizRadio.com. Stay tuned.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals. Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best. Website with Brains. Their experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. Or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
And we're back here on Mind Your Business, 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. On the line with us, we have none other than Mike Sheldon, CEO of Deutsch. Some background about our incredible guest. Mike's team created the commercial that was watched by more people than any other ad in the history of the Super Bowl, The Force. We're going to talk about that soon, the Volkswagen commercial. And this year, Deutsch was responsible for the month-long Super Bowl campaign and advertising for Taco Bell. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Mike Sheldon. Mike, thanks for being with me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks. Good to be here. That's quite an intro.
Well, it's, you certainly deserve it. And, we'll jump right in. As being behind the most watched Super Bowl ad, could you explain to the audience of Mind Your Business what's involved in creating an incredible Super Bowl commercial?
Well, in the case of the Force for Volkswagen, it was all about great storytelling. So if you look at that spot, it had a protagonist, an antagonist, it had conflict, and it had resolution. And in 60 seconds, this kid's walking around his home. He's not making this stuff happen. He finally gets to the car. He transforms himself and resolve. Put on top of that great storytelling, we had a little kid. We had his parents. We had a dog. We had the Imperial March from Star Wars. So we had a whole bunch of stuff that was just kind of perfectly timed and perhaps got a little lucky. We knew it was going to be a good commercial. We didn't know it was going to do what it did. But I think that's kind of what did it.
Now, is it true that you broke the trend with that commercial to do a pre-release before the big game?
Yeah, up until 2011, every advertiser had held back their TV commercials under the cloak and dagger, secrecy, you couldn't believe anything to keep anybody from knowing what was going on. And then what we did was we decided, you know what, the press is going crazy here. Everybody wants to know what we're doing. Let's just see what happens, and let's put it out there early. And so it was a Wednesday night, 10 p.m., you know, the week of the game. We put it up, and by the time we got back to the office the next morning, we had already 2 million views.
Wow.
Heard of at that time. Wow. And then by the time it ran, we had 17 million views. And back then, that was a heck of a lot of people.
Right, even before the explosion of social media. I mean, it was during, but still, I mean, we're in 2016. It's so much more. Wow.
Yeah. Not to mention, you know, we had hundreds and hundreds of stories, and it went global. Part of the reason why there's so many views is Star Wars and Volkswagen are both global brands.
Right. So there's that great synergy there.
Here,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, Mike, that was actually a very gutsy move, and the question is that a agency decision or is that a you know a corporate decision? Who kind of decides that, or in that case, who made the decision to say, you know what, it's never been done before, but we're going to pre-release the ad?
You know, I honestly don't remember how that came about. It was more of a, we knew we had lightning in a bottle, or at least we knew we had a spot that had the potential of doing pretty well. We also had the press that was just clamoring for content, news, information. What are you guys doing?
Right.
And so we decided, hey, well, why don't we let it go and see what happens? And so, you know, we shipped it out on Wednesday before the Super Bowl at 10 p.m. And people always ask, well, what was the magic behind 10 p.m.? I say, well, the magic was that's when we finished.
Well, you admitted it.
There's no science to any of this. It was just, you know, let it rip and let's see what happens.
You know, another interesting question about that ad, an incredible ad, is there's no voiceover. It's just, right, music acting.
Well, when you think about Super Bowl spots, you're rarely sitting on the couch by yourself. You at least have 5 or 10 or 40 people, in my case, people at your house who are loud and obnoxious and maybe even had a cocktail or two, or you're in a bar, you're in a public place, and so the spots that do the best are the ones that so very, very simply communicate, either with no voiceover or with something that if the sound was down, you'd still get it. So that's part of the magic of creating something great on the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Such a great point. In fact, I'm joined here by Pesach Trapper. He's the executive producer of Mind Your Business. Pesach, maybe next question for Mike.
Oh, Mike. So, you know, we spoke a little bit about the Volkswagen and the idea behind and almost the founder of this concept of, you know, pre-releasing and you know, getting that out there before and getting that viral, you know, traffic. But this year, the Taco Bell campaign is really going the opposite direction where there's tremendous amount of suspense and everyone's what's going to be you know released, what's out there. So maybe you can share with our audience a little bit about the concept and value of creating a campaign around the suspense and only waiting till the actual Super Bowl to you know roll that out.
Yeah, so just a quick little bit of history. After we launched that spot in 2011 beforehand, the next year everyone launched their spot.
And now
it's standard.
And then the year after that, and so in that year, we didn't launch our spot early. We created a spot for the spot. So it was a teaser to the commercial as opposed to just giving away the whole commercial.
Amazing.
Since then, you know, it's just been utter chaos. Some are launching early, some are doing, they're all doing some form of teaser. So what we decided to do is really, it was all driven by what the advertiser needs. And in this case, Taco Bell has a massive new product launch coming out on Super Bowl Sunday. And we thought, because Taco Bell fans are so crazy, rabid, nuts, you know, that, and there's millions of people who love Taco Bell, and this product is pretty extraordinary, why don't we hold it back? Taco Bell has a great history of product innovation, whether it's the Doritos Locos Taco or what they did at breakfast. You know, it's just one great value meal after another. And so people give them credit for coming up with something great. So if we could tease it and create pre-orders, which has never been done for a fast food item, frankly, let's see what we can do to get people excited before the game. Sure enough, you know, we've got tens of thousands of pre-orders already.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Talk about real fans.
That they don't know what it is.
And they're buying it. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't pick it up till 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Wow. We're going to be competing with the Apple, you know, Apple launch on this one.
We can only hope.
We're on the line with Mike Sheldon, CEO of Deutsch, who is behind the most watched Super Bowl commercial ever, the Forest, the Volkswagen commercial, and of course behind this year's Taco Bell's commercial. As we wrap up this particular interview, and again, we thank you so much for taking out of your very hectic time to join us here for this special edition on Super Bowl night. Any final thoughts on creating the value and creating a great Super Bowl commercial?
Well, the value is extraordinary. I mean, you can get 10 times your ROI if you do things right. And those right things are, you know, you want to be either super funny and be able to communicate, be able to get people to love your spot because it's super funny, or really emotional, like that halftime in America that Chrysler did, 2-minute spot back in 2012.
Right.
Or just do something that is just a complete twist on the way people think. You know, we all have our patterns, and if you can disrupt a pattern. That said, it ain't just about entertainment. It's got to also sell a product. So that's really the toughest part here is, we know we have to entertain, but we're not doing this for entertainment. We're here to create ROI for our clients. And so that's really the magic. And that's why, you know, this is sort of a creative arms race amongst corporate America, and everyone gets to see it all on one day.
Amazing. Just amazing. Mike, thank you so much for joining us here on Mind Your Business.
You bet. It was fun. Thanks.
Take care. That was Mike Sheldon, the CEO of Deutsch, who is behind many commercials, and in particular, The Force. That was the most watched Super Bowl commercial ever, and this year behind the Taco Bell series. Pesach, what are your thoughts?
I mean, well, I have so many, but even starting with the Taco Bell thing. So they have this product. Nobody knows what it is. Absolutely
right.
Nobody knows
right.
what it is. And they've put together some, you know, some ads, some trailers, and it's all featuring this mystery box. You know,
incredible
up,
suspense.
It's
incredible,
yeah, and
suspense.
They put up, you know, a big budget behind it, pushing it out there. And because they know their audience, and they know they've studied, and they know who their market is, and who Taco Bell caters to, and what their fans are about, they're able to sell a product which nobody knows what it is. And what's going to happen is people will then be able to pick it up at like 2 o'clock on maybe on Monday right. or Tuesday or something
right.
like that. And they can get this new dish or whatever it is, this
right.
new product that they're selling. And that shows a lot about, you know, they took a big risk because this could have been
right.
This, you know, could have been
big suspense.
Suspense. And nobody could have actually went ahead, I'm not going to go buy something, I don't know what it is.
Right.
But maybe that even, knowing their audience, maybe that even was to their benefit, where
right.
people just wanted to be part of that experience of ordering something, waiting online, in a Taco Bell and not knowing what they're going to pop, you know, what it's going to be. Is it a donut? Is it a, is it a, some, who knows what it is?
Right.
So that's kind of, I felt that, you know, fascinating and just being able to take that risk, knowing your thing in a creative way on a marketing side was fascinating.
And then what about the point of value of the Super Bowl? I mean, hearing it from the CEO of one of the most recognized ad agencies in the world, Deutsch, you know, the value of being on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, he had no question that if it's done right, you know, we all sitting back here where we don't, you know, necessarily these type of numbers, we're talking about $5 million for 30 seconds, how that can ever pay off. But from his vantage point and knowing what goes in and knowing what the possible ROI, he says that that's, if done right, that's easily made up and even magnified by big numbers. So that was an interesting point that he said there.
Amazing. I'm joined here with Pesach Trapper, the producer of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. And our next guest tonight on this special Super Bowl edition of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC is none other than Mike Brown, the owner of Death Wish Coffee, a small outfit out of Albany, New York. Not such a small outfit. He's a successful small business doing around $6 million a year. Actually, that's what he did in 2015. However, he's a big winner. Why? Because he won the Intuit QuickBooks Small Business Big Game Contest. Around 15,000 companies entered Intuit's special contest, which was basically that whichever company would win, they would create an ad and promote their company at the big game at the Super Bowl 2016. And guess who won? Mike Brown, Death Wish Coffee. He's with us on the line. Mike, you there?
Hi, yes. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Wow. It's a real honor and a treat to have you. I mean, where do we begin? First, tell us a little bit about your company, Death Wish Coffee. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Death Wish Coffee, we make the world's strongest coffee. We started back in 2012. It was born out of my coffee shop in Saratoga Springs, New York. Basically, my customers would come in all the time and ask me for the strongest cup of coffee I had. I thought it'd be fun to put something together a little bit stronger for them. I went online and looked kind of to see what the strongest beans out there were, had them shipped in, put them together, and tested it out on my customers. They loved it. And from there, I was like, well, if I sold this online, I could probably start making ends meet here at the coffee shop. And put it online, and I started to get sales. Pretty slowly at first, but I got some great reviews and it caught on, and that was the birth of Death Wish Coffee.
Wow. So it's a national brand?
We sell on deathwishcoffee.com and amazon.com. Mm-hmm. Amazon Europe and Amazon Canada. So, and we actually ship internationally, but we're primarily an online e-commerce business, but we're looking to move into some, you know, national retail chains this year.
Well, certainly this big boost is going to help you quite a bit, to say the least.
Yeah, we're kind of collecting, you know, going through our emails right now. We've been getting a lot of emails since the commercial came out on Thursday, and we're waiting to get back into upstate New York to sit around as a team and, you know, go through everything and, you know, make some smart decisions.
Amazing. Of course, congratulations. I'm joined here by Pesach Trapper. He's the executive producer of Mind Your Business, and he's going to kick in with an ad with some questions as well. Still on this concept of what Intuit did, the QuickBooks Big Game Contest, it was a grueling 9-month process. What is the process like? What does it take to come out on top? What does it feel like, of course, and what did it take? Describe the process.
Sure. In June, I read about the Small Business Big Game in my Facebook news feed. It popped up, and I'd actually heard about it initially 2 years ago when they ran the competition for the first time, and I recognized it as a huge opportunity for small businesses. And, you know, my team, I have a very small team. I had a small team of 9 at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we've grown to about 12 in the last few months. Mm-hmm. But 9 at the time were super competitive, and we're like, oh, this sounds like fun. Let's join this. We joined it through the Own It Network, which is a Intuit social network for small business owners. Mm-hmm. Actually a really cool platform. But we answered some questions, made a video about our business, took some pictures. And basically, you know, the whole contest centered around entrepreneurship and, you know, what it takes to fuel small business success. Each week, a couple weeks, there was an activity and we sent users to our voting link so they could vote for us. And I think it was probably late September, they narrowed it down to the top 10. And once we found out that we were in the top 10, that's when, you know, my team and I really got together and got serious.
Wow.
And once we're in the top 10, it was a vote-off. Pretty much America had to come in and vote, and the decision was based solely on everyone going to our voting links and voting. So that's when we had to really get creative and do whatever, basically whatever it took to, you know, get America to come to our voting link and vote for us as a small business champion. And we used many strategies. We tapped into our current fan and customer base, mm-hmm. our social media channels. We, you know, my team was amazing. You know, they went to their family and friends. We started doing local chamber events and local conventions. And we also reached out to influencers online that were fans of our brand, specifically Zach Wild and Lisa Kelly mm-hmm. from Ice Road Truckers. She, you know, was a huge fan of our brand beforehand and a friend of ours, and she has a very large social media following, and she was able to help us out by sending her fans to our voting link.
Wow.
And it was, man. I mean, till the end, you know, we really just got on it hard and really did everything we could think of until the final day of the competition.
Wow.
Which was at QuickBooks yeah. Connect. Yeah, there's a QuickBooks Connect conference in San Jose.
Okay.
And they stopped voting at noon during the convention. And John Swedish and I, John Swedish, he's a member of my team, and we were on the phones, like, doing everything we could to drive traffic to this voting link mm-hmm. right to the very end.
Amazing. Wow. And then the big, you know, it's so rewarding, right? When, I mean, the game itself, right? You know, there's two teams that, I mean, you know, the entire NFL slugs it out. And then there's two teams that come up, and it's the big night as it is tonight on the Super Bowl night here. You're tuned to Special Edition Mind Your Business 77 WABC. Pesach, before we go to the next question, it's really, let's play the ad, the Death Wish Coffee ad, presented by Intuit on the winner of this great contest, the winner, of course, being Mike Brown, founder of Death Wish Coffee. Let's play the ad.
The day of reckoning is upon us! My brothers, what is life, if not to die a glorious death? Fear not, for tonight we drink in the halls of Valhalla! Grow! Awaken and welcome death!
Death Wish Coffee, fiercely caffeinated. Intuit QuickBooks is proud to put a small business on today's game.
So, Mike, you know, the ad was crazy. I mean, it's just it kind
and of course, you have to see it. I mean, we just heard it on radio,
yeah,
but wait till you see
you
it.
You got to, like, well, strap yeah, down
if
for
you
that
missed
ad.
It, of course, just go to YouTube and type in Death Wish Coffee.
Right.
It will come up.
Yeah, so it's such an unbelievable ad in terms of, you know, the effects and the whole concept behind it and how it matches with your brand. What was the experience like, you know, working with, you know, the creative agencies, the ideas, the production? How was that in creating your Super Bowl ad?
Yeah, Intuit QuickBooks is very, very generous in letting me be a part of this entire creation process. And, you know, as you heard and as you'll see, if you go to the, you know, QuickBooks online YouTube channel, it's an ad that fits in the Super Bowl. It was a big budget ad. It looks like a high budget movie trailer,
yeah,
or one of those new video game ads, and I had never seen anything like it. It was a world that's really foreign from the roaster, you know, in my warehouse. It was, you know, they built this 45-foot Viking ship just for the shoot,
wow,
and water cannons, and 26 Vikings, the meanest looking guys you've ever seen. And
they must love your coffee.
It was quite the experience. I, you know, they let me be part of it. I pretty much kept my mouth shut and stayed out of the way the whole time because, you know, these guys are pros. They knew what they were doing. And even though they did come to me, you know, pretty much every step of the way and asked, you know, if I approved. And I was like, yes, like absolutely, hell yeah.
Did it go through a couple of rounds until you hammered out this concept?
So yeah, they pitched me three concepts. RPA was a creative agency, and they pitched me three amazing concepts. And this one, I thought really, first of all, it was often left field a little bit, where it was kind of wasn't your traditional coffee commercial.
Right.
And you know, it really embodied, you know, the fierceness of our coffee.
Wow. Yeah, that's really cool.
Now, of course, there's a tremendous amount of buzz that's already. Yeah, this has been generated by this, of course, with the pre-release, and of course that's the standard. We actually had on earlier in the show the CEO of Deutsch, Mike Sheldon, who talked about he actually started the trend by pre-releasing a Volkswagen ag back in 2011 pre-Super Bowl, and of course that's really the standard now. But I know you mentioned it at the beginning of this interview. What is it like back for your team at Death Wish Coffee?
Overwhelmed with all the excitement, and we've been getting tons of new customers, new fans of the brand. The outpouring of support has been amazing. It's taken our business from, I don't know, you know, a small business, and you know, we're still a small business. There's only 12 of us, but we're operating at a level now that we didn't think would be possible for 5 to 10 years down the road.
Just incredible. As we wrap up the interview, Mike, and again, we are listening to Mike Brown, the founder of Death Wish Coffee, and he is the very, very fortunate and lucky winner of Intuit's QuickBooks Small Business Big Game Contest. Out of 15,000 companies that competed for this, he came out on top. Just incredible. Any final thoughts on ambition and dreaming big for the listeners of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking with my team the other day, and I said, you know, I might have a problem because I have a hard time telling the difference between, you know, reality and fantasy. And I feel like I live part of my time in a fantasy world. But, you know, you have to dream big.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the reasons I think we pulled this off is we never quit. We never said die. It was, you know, right to the bitter end, you know, we were trying hard. And I think that's what brought it home for us.
Well, Mike, congratulations, and of course, you know, best wishes as you forge ahead with this incredible boost.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
It's a pleasure.
Take care, Mike. Well, Pesach, that was Mike Brown, founder of Death Wish Coffee. I mean, can you imagine eking it out of 15,000 other companies?
And they just didn't give up. You know, he's talking about how they just kind of, you know, just pounded the pavement and just started from their own social media following, which I can't imagine was too large, especially as a small startup, and then just worked and did everything possible.
Yeah.
And they're not in a big city, they're out in Albany, and just hustled until they came out, you know, on top, and made it all the way to as the winner. So it really says, you know, something about, you know, what Intuit set up for them, where it kind of made it an even playing field for everyone, mm-hmm. and really had them, you know, challenge them, but make it realistic and doable to then come out on top and get this incredible exposure.
You know, it reminds me about our guest last week, Linda Kaplan Thaler, who's the co-author of the, along with Robin Covell, of the book Grit to Great.
Yeah, yeah, right? I was thinking about
Grit
that.
Grit to Great. And by the way, if for the listeners of Mind Your Business, you could take that free quiz. Go to grittogreat.com. Grittogreat.com. There's a cute little quiz there. It takes around 5-7 minutes, and it'll give you your grit score. Certainly Mike Brown could talk about that, being quite gritty and winding up on top with this great prize. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break and then wrap up this incredible edition of Mind Your Business, the Super Bowl 2016 edition of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals. Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back here on Mind Your Business, 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com in a special Super Bowl 2016 edition of Mind Your Business. Let's again review some of the wild facts and figures about advertising in the Super Bowl. And again, this entire show, just in case you're tuning in now, this was an incredible show. We had on Mike Sheldon, CEO of Deutsch, who spoke about the famous Volkswagen commercial. Pesach asked him about the Taco Bell series of advertising around the Super Bowl this year. We had on Eric Springer, Chief Creative Officer, CCO of InnoOcean USA, and we spoke to him about the Hyundai commercials. And we had on Mike Brown. Mike Brown is the founder and owner of Death Wish Coffee. His firm, his small business, was selected by Intuit for their special contest that they have each year, actually for the last couple of years, where they select one business and produce an incredible commercial for them and then air it at the Super Bowl. Can you imagine a 30-second commercial? Again, just in case someone's tuning in now and really is, you know, has no idea what it costs. Pesach, you said it at the beginning of the show.
$5 million. Yep.
$5 million for a 30-second spot. But for the listeners of Mind Your Business, they heard when we asked the CEO, Mike Sheldon, the CEO of Deutsch, about the value of advertising at the Super Bowl. I mean, he nailed it.
He said 5% ROI, possibly, if it's done right.
Yeah, and he spoke about it. It took on a life itself. In fact, the chief creative officer at InnoOcean, who was talking about the Hyundai commercials, spoke about how, and it's so true, of course, how advertising for the Super Bowl, during the Super Bowl, takes on a life of its own. And that's why when people are at a Super Bowl party, they're watching the big game. Mm-hmm. Watching the ads is part of the event, is part of, they realize how much energy and effort was put into great advertising, because if someone's paying $5 million for 30 seconds, they're not just burning through that cash. They're preparing, they're going to a great agency to get it done right. They're going to a Deutsch, they're going to, et cetera, these large agencies that know how to put on a great ad. You know, some other notes just as far as Super Bowl advertising, and really this explains why we dedicated an entire show on Super Bowl night to the advertising and marketing that goes in and is displayed at a Super Bowl. Pesach mentioned it earlier. An article in Ad Age noted that $377 million was spent between media, ad creation, the creative development, the whole thing, for just this year alone.
One night.
And just one game. $377 million spent on advertising. Unbelievable. And, of course, the Super Bowl is watched. I mean, it's watched by 160 million people. That's roughly half the population in the United States. Of course, it's watched by people around the world, but 160 million people. So, you know, it's definitely bang for the buck. And it, of course, as we discussed with the CEO of Deutsch, where he was kind of the first one to break through that pattern to say, wait a second. Ads, as he discussed it so well, Pesach, know that, mm-hmm. you know, before the Super Bowl, it used to be all the media would be banging on the door, literally, and saying, okay, give us an inkling, give
right.
us
a
teaser.
Yeah.
It was a closed guarded secret. And he went to Volkswagen and said, you know what, let's try something different. Let's go and release it before the game.
Yep.
And of course, it was. This is also another cute anecdote. He released it, I think it was the Wednesday night or Thursday night, 10 o'clock at night, a couple days before the big game. And of course, he was asked, okay, you know, we have a question for you, Mike. You know, why did you release at 10 o'clock at night? Said, well, we just basically finished the ad at that point. So yeah. Sometimes there is no big, even though there's, of course, a ton of strategy that goes into every move they make, but sometimes it's just, you know, hey, it is what it is. And that was the decision in that particular case. Any other last-minute thoughts?
No, it was just an overall great show. I thought it captured the energy well of this, you know, incredible night, exciting night, and really, you know, brought attention to the business side of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Really great. A special thank you to, of course, the people involved in producing the show, the great team at WABC. And, of course, to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, Meira Bauman, content creator, Cirilli Saflis, who handles video production and was very instrumental in getting this all together. Special thank you again to Pesach for lining up such great guests. Mike Sheldon, CEO of Deutsch, Eric Springer, Chief Creative Officer in Ocean USA behind the Hyundai ads, and Mike Brown. Congratulations to Mike Brown, who won the Intuit QuickBooks kind of sweepstakes, you know, for to have that. Well, tune in as stay tuned, actually, for John Batchelor, who's up next here on 77 WABC, and then tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.